Loopholes allowed six of the biggest Silicon Valley companies to avoid paying more than $100 billion in taxes since 2010. That's according to analysis by the British group Fair Taxmark. Paul Monahan is CEO of that group, and he joins us now from Manchester in the UK. Welcome.
Hello.
So you looked at a group you call the Silicon Six, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, Google, and Microsoft, and compared their internal accounting of the tax they owed between 2010 and 2019 to the amount they actually paid. And tell us what you found.
We found an enormous tax gap. So if we look at the cash flow statement, actual cash paid to the US government and other governments around the world, and we compared it to two other things. The current tax provision in the accounts. So this is the number that the media normally report when they say how much income, how much profit, how much tax paid. And the gap between the cash taxes handed over the decade and the amount provided for on the report and accounts was this enormous $100 billion. There was actually even a larger number of $155 billion, which is the gap between the cash taxes paid and handed over and the headline rate of tax in the United States, which is about 35% for most of the decade.
How are these companies avoiding paying these taxes?
Well, what we're seeing is a multitude of strategies, but one of the most prevalent is the shifting of income and profit to low tax or zero tax jurisdictions. So what that might look like in practice is I'm sitting in the UK and I want to buy Microsoft Office and I want to buy LinkedIn, two Microsoft products. But when I get my invoice, my bill, the bill is from Ireland. And the reason the bill's coming from Ireland and not within the UK is because the corporation tax in Ireland is so much lower that they want to book the income and the profits there from where it is then shifted onward to other jurisdictions to reduce the amount of tax paid further.
Okay, so I know that many folks who are listening to this, as they're listening to you explain this all, they're probably seething and they're thinking, is anything you uncovered here illegal?
We are not talking here tax evasion, whereas somebody knowingly breaks both the letter and the spirit of the law. Tax avoidance is when somebody sticks to the letter of the law but breaches the spirit of the law. And what we see here is companies engineering artificial and aggressive systems to reduce their tax contribution to the societies in which they trade and actually rely.
Okay, let's talk a little bit more about some of the other things you found. You found that some of these companies paid less than others. Amazon, for example, has paid just $3.4 billion in income taxes this decade, while Apple paid more than $93 billion. Why did some pay so much more than others, and why in particular is Amazon's ultimate tax bill so low?
So the Amazon and Facebook stood out as having the lowest cash taxes paid of any of the businesses, between 10 and 12%. And Microsoft and Apple were at the other end, still low, but not as low, between 16 and 17%. Amazon seemed to actively do everything they can to not declare a profit in the first instance. One of the reasons they do that is they are not trying to pay dividends to shareholders or engage in equity buyback. Whereas the likes of Microsoft and Apple want to pay dividends to shareholders, therefore it's necessary to declare profits in order to do that.
Okay, Amazon disputes your conclusions, and they say it's actually unfair to compare them to these other Silicon Valley companies. In a statement to CNBC, one of their spokespeople said, governments write the tax laws, and Amazon is doing the very thing they encourage companies to do, paying all taxes due while also investing many billions and creating jobs and infrastructure. What's your response to that?
I think three things I'd respond. The first one is Amazon are spinning a line with journalists all over the world right now, which is that they're simply a low-margin retailer, which neglects the fact that their most recent annual report showed that Amazon Web Services, the cloud computing division, is by far their biggest contributor now. Secondly, they like to focus on what they called the effective tax rate. This isn't money that's actually paid. These are just provisions made in the report and accounts that may or may not be paid at some point in the future. The actual cash taxes handed over are much lower. And then the third point would be Amazon and all of the others regularly say, oh, whatever the rules are, we'll stick to them. You change the rules, we'll stick to the new rules, whilst actively lobbying to make sure that the rules are not changed. And if they are going to be changed, they favour them even further. We're talking millions upon millions of dollars every year spent by these businesses to water down and create the loopholes that they can then exploit further down the line.
What really is the impact overall to this corporate tax avoidance? Why does it matter?
It matters for two reasons in particular. The first is just the plain unfairness of one business competing against another and one having such an enormous competitive advantage because it doesn't pay taxes. And the second issue is just the enormous shortage that this creates in terms of public funding. And we've just got to remember, these businesses, their staff are trained in schools. Their staff use roads. They rely on society to operate. They need to make a fair contribution to the societies in which they actively generate their wealth.
That's Paul Monahan. He is CEO of Fair Tax Mark. Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you, Tanya. That was great.